Samech Aleph, Siv Aleph. Tzorach Lizoyer, Mechatzitza. When you're washing your hands, Mechatzitza Sitan, you have to make sure there's nothing stuck onto your hands. Shekol, Dova, Shechoyse B'Tfila, Choyse B'Netila. Anything that is Choyse, it's when a person goes to the mikveh, also consider Chatzitza in respect to Tila Sitan. You're going. Soya, Shetach, Satzipoyrin. He has some type of filth underneath his fingernails. This type of lichluch, filth under the tzipayin, is only choytes if it's shalei kenegin abasa, if it's sticking out past the skin. If it's embedded deeply inside, then it's alright. If it's mamish excrement, it disturbs a person, that's even if it's deeper inside, it will also be a chitzitza. Vatzik shetachas et tzipayin, afila kenegin abasa. If there's some dough stuck in under his fingernail, that's considered chitzitza, even if it's deeper inside. Opposite the area where the finger itself is. Matiyah shal basar, if he has a bandage on himself, whether it's made out of cloth or it's made out of some type of cream, also is considered chatzitza. Vetit ayoven, vetit ayoitzrim, also thick types of mud or clay. Avmiutay sheino makbid ein lochosh. If it's just a small amount of chatzitza and he's not makbid on it, then it's alright. Now, the truth is, we learned that if a person has a wound on his hand and he has a bandage on it, so later on in Kuf Samach Beis it says that you just wash around the bandage. So here it says it's a chatzitza. So the Mishnah says the difference is over there it's a bandage which you cannot take off. You take it off, it could cause you damage. But here it's talking about that you're protecting your wound, but it's possible to take off the bandage and it won't cause any major problem. Therefore, there's a concern. Maybe it will be taken off during the Susan, and it's a problem. It says the Ramah, Mishum Hochi, like Nogu Lenaki, Aticha Tarsati, Ponayim Lenatila, Mishum Tarki Mutashen and Machbid. Says the Minig in his times was that if a person had a little mud underneath his fingernails, they wouldn't bother taking it off before Natil Sidayim because then disturb people. Gain Machbid Malzer Lenatila. People are not disturbed to leave it on. Avlim Hoya Machbid, but if he is the type of person that is Machbid, who tzarach lenakan? Then he does have to take it off. Now there's a chiddush here. The Mishnah Berurah points out that even though most people are not makbid, but since he's makbid, we are machbid to go after his kapeta, and then he would have to take it off. The Mishnah Berurah says it's a dafka, something that's stuck on very tight, and it's a real chatzitza, like this thick tit. But if it's just some dust or whatever, even though he's very finicky and even dust bothers him, that's not a problem. The Efshe says the Ramah, Shenogu lahakim chatzitza l'netila, Yeshayimim she'ein shayach chatzitza l'netila. Says that those who are makil about this mud under the fingernails, maybe it's because their opinions of Bechlal say there's no problem with chatzitza by netila zidayim. Aval ikik svar Yeshayna, that we do take into account chatzitzas, and the only time we don't, if it's a miut, that a person is not makbid on.